This is Sound It, Unit 1, Lesson 1.
Hello. We are going to listen and learn a lot about sounds. Did you know that loud sound you just heard? Let's listen to it once more. Do you know what that was? I'll bet you don't. But if you had lived in a town near a big river about 100 years ago, you would have known it as well as you know the sound of a car in the street today. It was a riverboat whistle. When the big paddle boats stopped at the city, they would blow their whistles so the people would know they had come to town. Today we still have rivers and still have boats going up and down, but the boats don't sound like that. There are a lot of sounds around you, though, that you do hear, and you do know. But sometimes they are so mixed up with other sounds in the street or in your house that you really don't hear them. Find the pictures in the box at the top of the page. Let's play a game with some sounds and see if you can tell what they are. What do you think this is? Pick up your pencil and draw a ring around the picture that matches that sound. Here's the sound again. Did you circle the car? You were right. That was the sound of a car horn. Now look at the next row of pictures and listen to this sound. Draw a ring around the picture of the one that made that sound. You knew that one, I'll bet. That was a dog barking. Does your dog sound like that? Now look at the pictures in the last row and listen again. Draw a ring around the picture of the thing that matches that sound. Did you circle the picture of the hammer pounding a nail? Good. It's easy to tell now, isn't it? Look at page 2. Find the pictures at the top of the page. Now, what do you think this is? Have you heard this sound in your house? Draw a ring around the picture that goes with that sound. Someone forgot to turn off the faucet, didn't they? That was the sound of water dripping from the faucet. Look at the next row of pictures of the clock and the drummer and listen again. Draw a ring around the picture that matches that sound. You knew that was a clock ticking, didn't you? You should have circled the clock. Look at the next row with the pictures of the storm and the boy slamming the door. Listen to the next sound and draw a ring around the picture that matches that sound. When we hear that, we'd better get inside or put on something to keep off the rain, hadn't we? You should have circled the picture of the storm cloud. Now look at the last row with the pictures of the beater and the jet. Listen to this sound. What did you hear? Draw a ring around the picture of the thing that made that sound. We look up high in the sky when we hear that, don't we? Did you circle the jet? Now turn to the last page. Look at the pictures at the top of the page. Do you see the pictures of the bell by the door? And the boy ringing the bell on his bicycle? Here is the sound of something you may hear around school. Circle the picture that matches this sound. Yes, it was a school bell, wasn't it? Now look at the next row with the pictures of the cat and the church. Here is a sound that is something like the school bell. What is it? Circle the picture that matches the sound. Did you circle the church bell? Good. Look at the last row of pictures. What sound is this? Draw a ring around the picture that matches the sound. You knew that was a telephone, didn't you? You should have circled the telephone. The last three sounds were different, and yet they were all alike in one way. I wonder if you can guess how they are alike. Put your pencil down and listen to the bells again. Did you think of how they are alike? They are all bells, aren't they? Different bells, but all are bells. You might say they are all in the bell sound family. I know another family of sounds, speech sounds, and they are different from each other, just as you are different from your brother or sister. I want you to get to know them, too. Here are just a few of them, because it's a very big family. Listen to these sounds. M, L, Z, G, E, I, A, A. Those are all members of the speech sound family, and they are all different. And the exciting thing about them is that they turn themselves into words. Open your ears this week and listen to all the sounds around you. Our ears are very important for listening. Here is what one boy said about that. One of my teacher's greatest fears is that I won't listen with my ears. How silly! Even though he tries, a boy can't listen with his eyes. And though he shines it till it glows, a boy can't hear well through his nose. Shiny nose and eyes are fine when it is time to read or dine. My teacher knows, and I do too, for listening, only ears will do. So open up those ears. Happy listening to those happy sounds. Goodbye.